Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the eighth perek of Maseches Peah. Today we're actually going to be finishing Maseches Peah, which is very, very exciting. And then we're going to begin tomorrow with Maseches Demai. But first, Perek Ches Mishnah Ches and Perek Ches Mishnah Tes of Maseches Peah. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yeshla Masayim Zuz, anyone who has 200 Zuz in his bank account, Lo Yito Leka Checha Upeo Maiserani, he does not qualify. He does not have the ability to take Leka Checha Upeo Maiserani, any of the Matnos Hanim, any of the gifts that are generally collected by the poor people. You're only qualified for the gifts. You're only poor enough to get any of these gifts if you have less than 200 zuz in your name. Hayulo masayim chasar dinar. If a person has 200 zuz minus a dinar, so 199 zuz, you know, 0.99 zuz, basically a little bit less than 200 zuz. Afilu elef nostin lo ka'achas hareza yitol. Even if someone gives you 1,000, gives you so much matnos anim, so much shikha, leket pay, and so on, then it's still allowed. He gives it to you in one fell swoop. Then Hareza Yitol, he may take this because before he was given it, he had less than 200. Now he certainly can't take any more because he has a lot more than 200. But as long as he had less than 200 at the beginning, he may take as much Leka Chicha and Pe in one time as he chooses. Continues the Mishnah. Hayu Mim Mushkanin Lebal Chovo Olek Subas Ishto. If a person has, let's say, a mashkon for a balchov, a person borrowed money from someone, and in order to pay that money back, he gave a mashkon, he gave a collateral to the person that he borrowed money from, and that mashkon is not included, says the Mishnah. Harei Zayitol, he may still take the matnos aniyim, even if the 200 zuz is including that mashko. And the same thing with ksubas ishto. If a person owes money to his wife as part of the ksuba, and that's what gets into 200 zuz, once again, harei zayito, he may take the matnos aniyim, but 200 zuz must not include any mashko, any collateral that someone else has of his, any money, any ksuba money that he owes to his wife, and so on. 200 zuz must be in his wallet, in his bank account, and then he's not able to take, but if he has anything less than that, then he would be allowed to take the matnos aniyim. Finishes off the Mishnah. Ein mechayven oso limkor es beso vias klei tashmisho. We don't obligate a person to sell his home, to sell any of his belongings, in order to get 200 zuz. Let's say he has 180 zuz, so then he would qualify to receive some of the gifts for the poor. But if he were to sell his house, his car, his chair, his clothing, then he would have 200 zuz. We do not require him to sell any of his belongings. The number 200 zuz only applies when it's actually talking about physical money or cash in his bank, in his wallet. That would be included, but his possessions, his assets, would not be included in assessing that amount of money. Okay, we are going to finish now the last Mishnah in Maseches Peah with Perek Ches Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yeshlo Chamishim Zuz. If a person has 50 Zuz, Vehu Nosei Venosein Bohem, and he's taking that 50 zuz, and he's involved in business, he has certain investments that he has the 50 zuz in, and so on. Hare ze lo yitol, he may not take the matnos anim, he may not take like a checha, pay a meiser ani, if he has 50 zuz that are also involved in various business transactions, various investments. And the reason for that, as the Bartunura explains, is because 50 zuz that are involved in various real estate deals or transactions or investments and so on is really worth 200 zuz that are just sitting in your bank without any investment, without any business. So 50 zuz that are involved in business would not allow him to take the matnos aniyim if he has that amount of money involved in business. Okay, the rest of this Mishnah is going to discuss various ideas regarding someone who takes money from tzedakah, says the Mishnah. V'chol mi she'eino tzarech litol v'notel. Anyone who doesn't need to take tzedakah, v'notel, but he takes tzedakah anyway, eino niftar min ha'olam ad she'yitzarech labrios. He's not going to die. He's not going to leave this world until he needs other people. He's going to lose his money. We are only supposed to take tzedakah when you need it. You're taking tzedakah that you don't need. Mida keneged mida. We're going to make you need money, and we're going to, unfortunately, you're going to lose a lot of your stuff. But just by way of a side point, it's interesting to note It's a similar idea that a lot of people, it's a little bit of an ayin hara type of a situation, that people, many people are knowing not to, let's say, sit in a wheelchair, not to use crutches and so on, unless you actually need the wheelchair, unless you actually need crutches. You shouldn't take from tzedakah unless you actually need to take from tzedakah. And the reason for that is because, once again, we don't want to create the situation where you're using something that you really don't need, that you're giving up some sort of an impression that you really don't, that really isn't true. Continues the Mishnah. And someone who does need to take tzedakah, he really doesn't have a lot of money, and he does not take tzedakah. Eino meis min hazikna. He's not going to die of old age. Ad sheyifarnes acherim mishalo. Until he's able to help other people. Until he's able to support other people. You were so strong and you believed in Hashem to such a strong extent that you didn't take tzedakah when you needed it. One day you're going to get a lot of money, says the Mishnah, and other people are going to be supported by you. Ve'alofa kazuvon, where the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Baruch hagever sheyiftach b'Hashem. Vaya Hashem Mivtacha, a pasuk that we're all familiar with from benching, which means blessed is the strong person who believed in Hashem, and Hashem was his belief that everything that a person lived with was based on his belief in Hashem, and he didn't need to take money from tzedakah. He believed in Hashem. Now, this doesn't mean that someone who really doesn't have any money, and there is tzedakah for a reason, and obviously Hashem puts tzedakah in the world to help people. So if a person's really poor and needs money, needs help, needs assistance, needs a scholarship, needs something, so certainly he should accept it. But this means if it's possible to live without it, if it's possible to believe in Hashem, then certainly that is the ideal way to go. Continues the Mishnah, V'chein dayon shedon din emes la'amiso. The pasuk is also talking about someone, a judge, a dayon, who judges a case as true as he possibly can. He doesn't listen to bribes. He doesn't listen to anyone trying to sway his opinion, trying to, take advantage of him in any way. Such a person also, who's an honorable judge, who tries to find the verdict that's appropriate, that's correct, that's true. Such a person also, this pasuk is talking about him, someone who believes in Hashem. Continues the Mishnah. V'chol mi she'eino lo chiger, v'lo suma, v'lo piseach, or pikeach, v'osa atzmum ke'acha behen. Like we were saying before, if a person makes himself into someone who's a little bit limp, and he's not really blind, and he's not to someone who can't speak and so on, he can't see, and he makes himself appear as if he's disabled in any of these ways, Eino meismin hazikna, he's not going to die of old age, ad sheyihyeh ke'echad mehem, until he actually gets one of these terrible things. He's going to become blind and so on. Don't pretend like you have a disability. Don't pretend like you have one of these issues. If you don't, you think, oh, people are going to feel sorry for me, so they're going to give me tzedakah, they're going to give me stuff. It's absolutely inappropriate. Do not do that. Shneamar, as the pasuk tells us, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, that you should chase after righteousness, after being proper. You should only take tzedakah if you really need it, and you shouldn't try to weigh on people's emotions, play with people's emotions, and pretend to be disabled when you're really not disabled. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'chol din shalokeach shochad umate esedin, and any dayan, any judge who takes a bribe and he shifts the judgment in a way that's not true, eino meismen hazikne, he's not going to die of old age, at she'enov kehos, until his eyes, really, they're going to become weak, he's going to become blind, not emotionally, but physically. Shne'amar, as the pasuk says, in Parshas Mishpatim, v'shochad lo tikach, a person, should judge, should not take a bribe, ki ha-shochad ya'aver pikchim, because shochad has the ability to make blind people who can see. Now, what this pasuk really means is that shochad has a way of playing with your emotions. If someone bribes you in a way, then even though you can see certain things very, very clearly, it sort of clouds your judgment in a way that's not appropriate, in a way that's not good and helpful and true. But what this Mishnah is saying, in a little bit of a metaphorical sense, is that you're physically going to get blind if you, in some way, take a bribe and tilt a judgment in the wrong way on purpose. Then you will physically get blind, not only metaphorically, as the pasuk alludes to, but you will physically get blind as well. Salik Maseches Peah, we just finished Maseches Peah. Quick review of today, Perek Ches Mishnah Ches discussed the fact that a person only qualifies, only deserves to receive any of the matnos aniyim when he has 200 zuz. The Mishnah discussed various cases. How do we include 200 zuz? Does it include when he owes money to a ksuba, a mashkon that someone else has in his possession, and so on? The Mishnah also said that the 200 zuz that he has, that he is worth, does not include any assets that he owns, any possessions that he has, but it has to just be 200 zuz in his bank, 200 zuz in his wallet. And then Parakhas Mishnah Tezba again by teaching us that 50 zuz that are used as part of a business transaction is really equal to 200 zuz, and such a person would not qualify for matnos aniyim. And then the Mishnah described really various inyan and various ideas as it pertains to tzedakah, saying that a person who it's very severe for a person to take tzedakah who doesn't need tzedakah, and he's going to get punished. Similarly, a person who acts in a disabled way when he's really not disabled to try and get tzedakah, he'll suffer as well. And as well, the Mishnah taught us that someone who takes tzedakah, who needs tzedakah but doesn't take tzedakah, one day people are going to benefit from him. He's going to be able to support them. He's going to, Baruch Hashem, flourish very successfully. And the Mishnah along the way also discussed various halachos as it pertains to a judge, making sure not to take shochet, any bribe, making sure to be as truthful as possible in all of his judgments. Have a great day, and mazel tov on completing Maseches Peah.